Galloway is named after the Gal Gael, who were a mixed race of Vikings and Scots from the Western Isles of Scotland. And they invaded Galloway under the leadership of Somerled. Now, Somerled had a son called Fergus, and Fergus became the very first Lord of Galloway. Fergus had two sons, Gilbert and Uchtred. And in time, Gilbert and Uchtred took on the lordship of Galloway, and it was divided into two parts, with the River Cree as the boundary. The word Cree means boundary in the Gaelic. Gilbert took the west and Uchtred the east, but they didn't like each other. They were continually fighting and falling out with each other, until in the end there was a battle on the banks of the River Cree, and Uchtred was captured by the son of Gilbert. The son of Gilbert, whose name was Malcolm, cut out his tongue, took out his eyes, and removed his manhood. He took out his eyes so he could not lead his people in battle. He took out his tongue so he could not give justice, and removed his manhood so he could no longer be a king. But the irony of the situation is this, that the Scottish king was so appalled by this action against an under-king that in the end, it was Uchtred's people who became the lords of Galloway under his son Alan. Prior to the battle on the River Cree, Uchtred set up a fort quite nearby, and that place is called Caer Uchtred, the Fort of Uchtred, or, put it in the modern way, Caerochtri. The grandchild of Uchtred was a certain Devor Gilla, who married a man called John Baliol, and their son became King of Scots. So there you have the Galloway line leading down to the Scottish crown. Now, if we go to the other side, Gilbert, the brother of Uchtred, his descendants finally were kicked out of Galloway, but in turn they were left with Carrick, and his granddaughter was called Marjorie. Marjorie was the mother of Robert the Bruce. The grandson of Devor Gilla was a man called John Comyn. Now, John Comyn made a claim for the Scottish throne, as did Robert the Bruce. Robert the Bruce met John Comyn in Greyfriars Church in Dumfries and ended the matter there. He stabbed him to death. And so, finally, the families of Galloway took over the throne of Scotland.